although I don't know why. Assassins, cons, and rapists might as well die. When you come around, no more pain, no regrets. Watch the sun go round, smoking cocoa cigarettes. There's a reason why, taking things the easy way. If I stay inside, I might live to sell a day.
No marigolds in the promised land. There's a hole in the ground where they used to grow. Any man left on the Rio Grande is the king of the world, king of the world, as far as I know.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Harrison, and you were listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and this is Stranger Waves. Feels good to be back. Took a month break, went back home, did some traveling, and here we are. So slots finally filled again. But yeah, we got an absolute heater of a set coming in. Got some Doors, got some Dead, got some Billy Strings, got some fun stuff. Just mostly what I've been listening to recently. And yeah, so I don't know, I'm still kind of getting back into the groove of things with having the show, but I'm very, very happy to have this again. So yeah, let's just keep it going. That was King of the World by Steely Dan, the closer from Countdown to Ecstasy, which I think this album gets a bit underrated by a lot of Steely Dan fans. People tend to put like Royal Scam higher, but this one's outside of Asian Gauchos, this one's probably third. So, yeah, but up next we got Peace Frog from Morrison Hotel by The Doors. Enjoy, everybody.
The town of Blood in the streets in the town of New Haven. Blood stains the roofs and the palm trees.
Okay, that was Peace Frog by The Doors. I really like Mortensen Hotel. I think he's got some really great songs on there. He also got, why am I blanking on the name? Something blues. Wow, I'm blanking here. But yeah, Mortensen Hotel, great Doors album. Roadhouse Blues, there we go. So yeah, Ship of Fools is also great. But yeah, so I don't know if you guys saw my secondary Instagram post trying to get more people on here, but yeah, Better Call Saul, second to last episode aired Monday, and it's like, it just is the best show on TV right now, and it probably is going to end up being one of the best shows ever made, if it ends right, and I have a feeling it will, just based off of how they left things in the last episode. But yeah, if you aren't watching, you should be, and if you haven't watched Breaking Bad, you should go back and watch that, and then watch Better Call Saul. But highly, highly recommend it. Bob Odenkirk's incredible. Rhea Shahorn's incredible. Everybody on the show is just giving their best pretty much every time they're on screen. So it's great, great television. But yeah. Up next, we got Bad Brains song, actually. Got Eye Against Eye. One of their later tracks, probably their last really, really solid song to come out. But yeah, if you've been listening to Bad Brains, go check out their debut. It's like essential punk listening, essential hardcore listening. But yeah, this is Eye Against Eye.
In a quest for the tears, it's a feeling of team, and everybody's always on it to deceive yourself. But the fact of the matter, that you just don't dare, never stand I open hand to anyone else. Tell me why, cause you're after the line, trying to make me up confused about the USA. When the fact in my mind, that you just don't hear, to comprehend or overstand a single word I say. Mother, what am I going against I? What am I going against I? Well, let me tell you.
This ain't a story, no factual glory. I against I, against I, against I, against I. I said I don't like it, and I know I don't want it. I against I, against I.
Yeah.
So there's a great, great cover of that song by Denzel Curry that was on Triple J's Like a Virgin, which is where they get popular artists on and cover something outside of their genre, but a song that they really like. So Denzel Curry came on and he did Bulls on Parade by Rage Against the Machine, and then I Against That by Bad Brains, and they're both incredible. I would play them both, but I can't because, you know, explicit rules. But yeah, so up next we got some Billy Strings. And if you guys don't know Billy Strings, I'm gonna put you on. He's great. So he's a bluegrass musician out of the Midwest, and he self-released a self-titled EP in 2016 that has a song Dust in a Baggie on it, which is still one of his most popular songs. And I mean, he's an insane guitar player. Like, anybody who's listened to him is just, this kid can play, right? So eventually he starts doing some touring gigs and sort of makes his own name for himself. He's huge among Deadheads, and kind of understandably, because, you know, the Deadheads started off very bluegrassy. It started off as a bluegrass band with the Warlocks before it was even known as the Grateful Dead. But Billy Strings kind of plays into that a lot. It's very, like, psychedelic folk bluegrass type music. And he's even played with Bob a couple times, and does Dead covers pretty frequently at his shows. Hopefully I'm gonna get a chance to see him next month. He's playing with Willie Nelson south of Boston in Mansfield area, and yeah, it would be a treat, because everybody that I've heard who's seen him live has said he's great. Even when my friend and I were in the Dead lot last month for the Hartford show we were at, the guy next to us, we were just talking about music, and of course it takes maybe all 30 seconds before Billy Strings gets brought up. So it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun to be in that community. But yeah, this is Know It All off of Renewal. I really wanted to play Meet Me at the Creek, but it's like 9.5 minutes, and I already got a couple long songs later in the set. So, you know, we got to keep it under an hour. But yeah, this is Know It All by Billy Strings off of Renewal. Enjoy. Pieces.
pick up all the pieces.
Yeah, so that's Billy Strings. If you like that at all, highly recommend checking out the rest of his catalog. It's really, really solid. Tinfoil and Turmoil is my favorite of his releases, but yeah, go check it out. I don't have much to say about that. I feel like it kind of speaks for itself, but been trying to get more and more into bluegrass. I don't know if Rick's listening, but yeah, great recommendation with Olden in the Way, which is Jerry Garcia's sort of bluegrass project that was kind of coincided with the Dead. He played with his bassist and a few other people. Great stuff. Go check. I was gonna play their cover of Wild Horses, but it's a little slower, very heavy bluegrass, so we might save that for another day. But yeah, up next, got some Velvet Underground, because my friend Audrey and I were talking about Lou Reed semi-recently, and complicated figure he was. But yeah, I'm going to play Way In From the Man from the Velvet Underground and Nico, which is just so great as a first release. But yeah, enjoy. We are having some technical difficulties. Of course, decides to mess up on me. So we're gonna get a workaround. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was going to play my PSA there, but Rivendell decided to crash. That was I'm Waiting for the Man off the Velvet Underground and Nico. Self-titled. Great album. Really, really great album. I don't need to say check it out. Everybody's listened to it at some point. I'm just trying to pull up this PSA. Oh, come on. Here we go. All right. PSA time.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
All right, so we got, I was kind of happy with the first half of this episode, but I'm very, very happy with what we got coming up. So, been listening to a lot more 80s Dead, which I find kind of weird because I'm normally just listening to 70s. Like, generally, 72 to 76 is considered their best years by most people. And a lot of, like, absolute heater concerts are in there. You got Vanita, you got Cornell, and you got a bunch of others. So I've started branching out a little bit because the set lists change, right? And that's one of the best parts about this band is that you can kind of track their evolution as you listen to more and more of their stuff. So post-80s, you get stuff like Althea, which is great. And so I was driving back from Melbourne after visiting my girlfriend, and I listened to The Grateful Dead go to Nassau, May 15, 16, 1980. Great, great show. Really, really good stuff. They're still kind of in like that 70s groove, but with Brent and with the synths and with some new material, you can kind of hear the band coming back to life when they've been stagnating a bit towards the end of the 70s. So you have the opener to the second set of the first day. This is Feels Like a Stranger. Absolute great jam. So just enjoy. If you're not really into the Dead, I really suggest giving this one a chance. Great song. So enjoy, everybody.
Show. Let's go. life. Never ain't no point looking behind us, no. Still I stranger. If it's love, now how would I know? Oh.
Yeah. Hope everybody enjoyed that. Feels Like a Stranger keeps moving up in my list of like favorite Dead songs. I don't know. Something about that, the groove that they get into, just really, really makes it nice. It's also fun that, like, you know, I like a lot of their tracks they use for like openers of sets. It's, you know, it's very much like high energy, gets you right into it. So, yeah, we're gonna keep the funk going. Got a fun little second set here. So, I'm still big on my Stevie Wonder kick. So, got some good cutoff Intervisions, Higher Ground. Enjoy, everybody. All right, that was Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder off of Intervisions. So, some of you might be wondering, where have I been for the past month? So I did a little bit of traveling. Went back home, stayed at home for a week, 10 days, whatever. Then we flew over, my family and I, to Rome, hopped on a cruise ship, and then saw Rome and Venice afterwards. Cruise ship went around Europe. Very cool, but I had a stunning realization while I was on that boat. Cruise ships are like purgatory, at least after about the fourth day, I would say. So we were on it for a week, right? First few days, the novelty is really cool, right? All the food is, most of the food is free. You can you can do whatever you want. It's a cruise ship. You're on vacation. So have fun. There's some shows. There's water slides. There's gambling. There's all this other stuff, right? Then I would say at about day four, and I pinpointed day four because what happened was we hopped on the boat in the middle of another week. Basically, we hopped on in Rome, and the starting point is Barcelona. So we hopped in the middle of that week. We landed in Barcelona on day four, so then a bunch of new people got on the boat, and they just were starting their week. So we'd already be on there for 3 days. So night comes around, and I'm like, oh, what am I going to do? Could go see Jazz in the Park. Oh, I did that yesterday. Could go see the Beatles cover band for a second time, but, you know, they're playing the same set, so what's the point? It's not even any of their good music. And then that realization really sets in, and you start to go insane because the food all starts tasting the same. The watered-down, overpriced drinks aren't doing it anymore, and you just want to get off the boat. So I guess that's a scathing review of cruise ships. But yeah, they're purgatory in my mind. It's just the same thing over and over again, and it's constant stimulation. And there's also a million kids running around, which just makes it 10 times less fun. But whatever, that's my little rant. Other than that, Italy was great. Way too hot, but beautiful country, really good food, amazing museums, great art. I had an awesome time. Can't wait to go back. So, yeah. Up next, got something a little different. We got Killing Me Softly with his song by the Fugees off of The Score, which is, if you don't know, is Lauryn Hill, Wyclef Jean, and I always forget the third guy's name. But yeah, great little R&B infused rap song that's also clean, which is great. So enjoy.
Strumming my pain with his fingers, singing my life with his words, killing me softly with his song, killing me softly with his song, telling my
this is Wyclef, refugee camp, Roswell, little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes. Strumming my pain with his fingers.
Softly.
All right, so we have way less time than I was expecting, so we got to keep this moving because these last two songs are going to take up all the time. So, yeah, this is Born Under Punches, the opening to Remain in Light by the Talking Heads. Incredible. Needs no introduction. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
I'm just going to cut that a bit short just because we're pressed for time. But up next, we have Glory Box by Portishead, which is one of the best songs ever made. Enjoy it. So I'll talk about it more next week when I have more time. But if you tuned in, thanks so much. I'll be here same time next week with Morgan Music. So tune back in, and I'm happy to be back. So enjoy this last track. We'll see you guys next week.
Right. Stop. ball, your blood clot crying. I was flying, made it to school with barely enough time to sign in. Yeah, I hear the alarm, yeah, I hear your mom. Yeah, yeah, I don't wanna be broke when I'm 31. They said the best classes go to the fastest. Sorry, Mr. West, it's no good classes. And that's what you're with. Yeah, not even electives, not even prerequisites. You mean I missed my major by a couple of seconds? Now I'm in the shop class or the basket weaving with all the rest of them off underachieving. Man, this is an insult. I went to junior high with all of them and they been slow. If I can catch the beat, then slow down the tempo. Just throw this at the end if I'm too late for the intro. Well, I make it from the student loans to a benzo. Like old folks, I guess it all depends. Oh, oh.